Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
An incident like this is the last thing the Bradys expect. When Mike's company sends him to Hawaii to check on the construction of a building Mike has designed. And his boss generously offers to let him take the family along so they can all have a vacation. Then, while at the construction site, Bobby finds a small idol that was unearthed by one of the workmen. Bobby is unaware that according to ancient island superstition, the idol is taboo and brings bad luck to those who touch it. From this moment on, strange things began to happen. A heavy wall decoration just misses Bobby. Alice hurts her back at a hula lesson while wearing the idol. Then Greg wears the idol for good luck in a surfing contest and has this terrible accident. Now, minutes later, the family frantically searches for Greg. His surfboard is floated ashore, but Greg is nowhere in sight.
There he is.
Get the car.
Are you all right, sir?
Wow, what happened?
Greg, can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Dad.
Honey, do you hurt anywhere?
No. Yeah, everywhere.
Well, that was some wipeout.
Yeah, I know I was there. Oh, I got a lump on the back of my head.
You must have hit your head with the surfboard.
The back of his neck's all skin.
Hey, Bobby. I'm afraid I lost your little tiki statue.
Well, it's a good thing you had it. You could have been drowned.
Mike, you think he's all right?
I think he'll be on the safe side. We better have the hotel doctor take a look at him. Greg, can you get up?
Yeah, Dad, I can make back to the car, okay?
Greg, sweetheart. The car's this way, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Just take it easy.
I'm okay.
I'm sure glad Greg didn't get hurt. It would have ruined our picnic tomorrow.
Well, that's sure looking on the bright side of things. Jan, honey, would you please do me a favor and go make sure we haven't left anything?
Okay. Wow, so much stuff.
Get the sand off. Get most of the sand off if you can, kids.
Drop you off at work on our way, dear.
Well, that's a life. Man goes to work and woman goes on a picnic.
Ah, oh, don't worry. Someday there'll be men's lib. Come in.
Mom, listen, if you don't mind, we guys would rather stay here, knock around the beach for a while.
You mean you don't want to go to the picnic?
On the beach with all those girls? That's my kind of picnic.
You.
Doctor was right. The hit on the head didn't hurt him at all.
Yeah, he's back to normal, all right.
Yeah, you know, come to think of it, I'm with Greg. That's my kind of picnic, too.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. You just stick to work, Buster.
Uh-oh, got
caught
again.
Hey, would you put these in the car, please?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get the girls. Come on, girls, hurry up!
I'm sorry!
Hey, come on, let's go! Time's a-wasting. Come on, kids.
Oh, my camera.
Darn it.
Over from the mainland?
Yeah. You too?
Well, no. I guess you'd have to call me an old island hand.
Really?
Yeah. But say, you know, the sun here is really strong. I think you better use plenty of that suntan lotion.
Thanks.
Just a little island know-how. Let me help you with your back. Island hospitality.
Hi. What you doing?
I thought you guys went to go look for your statue.
We did. We couldn't find it.
Well, maybe you missed it.
No way. It's not there. You go look. Yeah.
Say, why don't you guys go play in the water? Or build sandcastles? They got some great sand. Way down there.
You coming too?
Not right now.
We'll wait. Yeah.
Look, can't you guys see I'm busy?
Doing what?
I'm helping,
Mandy.
Mandy, I'm helping Mandy put on some suntan lotion. And I'll see you later.
Hi, Mandy. I'm Peter.
Hi.
I'm Bobby.
Hi.
By the way, who are you?
I'm Greg. Like I said, I'm helping Mandy with some suntan lotion.
That's okay. I'll give you a hand.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
Wow. This is what I call real island hospitality.
What a perfect day.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it nice to look up there and see all that blue stuff?
You mean the sky?
Yeah. Back home, all that blue stuff is behind all that brown stuff.
Well, I think if we get a move on, we'll be able to do some sightseeing before we go back to the hotel.
That's a good idea, Mrs. Brady. Hey, kids, get it! Come on, kids. We're going to go do some sightseeing.
What they call Rabbit Island.
Has anybody got a tissue? This lens is dirty.
Oh, I think I do.
Oh, never mind, Jan. Here's one, honey.
Oh. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, look at that funny-looking bird.
Oh, what kind of a bird is it?
Well, it says here it's called a red-footed booby.
A red-footed booby?
Yeah, and he doesn't look any too happy about it either.
I'm going to take a picture of him. Oh, here. I'll take one of you and the bird.
Oh, okay.
Over there. Smile, both of you. Yes.
Bye, birds.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, the tiki.
Where'd you find it?
On the beach yesterday. I forgot to give it to you.
Thanks, Jan.
You're welcome. See you later.
Okay.
Bye. Look at my good luck. He's back.
Good luck. Where'd you get that?
I found it. Isn't it neat?
It's taboo.
Taboo?
Yeah, it's supposed to make all kinds of terrible things happen to you.
Like my wipeout yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it's just an old island superstition. I don't believe in that taboo stuff.
Me neither.
Me either.
Taboo?
This is really living. Home from work in time to take a swim.
Honey?
Yeah?
Did you happen to notice all the nice shops they have down in the lobby?
Oh, yes.
Honey?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice any particular one?
You mean the one with the display case in the window with all the jade and the coral in it?
That's the one.
No, I didn't notice that one.
Mike, the next time you don't notice it, don't notice the beautiful little coral pin in the window.
Okay, I won't notice it.
Do you think what David said is true?
How can a dumb old piece of wood give you bad luck? Unless it hits you in the head.
Forget about it, Bobby. Dave said it was just an old superstition, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't think I want it anymore.
That's dumb.
You want it?
Sure, why not? It'll make a great souvenir.
Okay, take it.
Bad luck, come and get me.
Look, you guys, I'm kind of bushed, so good night, okay?
Flinch.
Poisonous spiders in Hawaii couldn't have killed you.
Yeah, he could. He almost scared me to death.
Listen, I better take him outside. Give me something to put him in. That sack down there. I need something to scoop him up with.
Here, use this.
It's all hairy.
Ah.
He's an ugly looking dude, isn't he?
Well, listen, I better take him out of here before your mother sees him, because she gets uptight when she sees a lady. Go to sleep.
Good night.
Oh, hi, honey. What are you doing?
Just nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's right, nothing.
Oh, you are sneaky. Sneaky but sweet.
What do you mean?
Were you going to put that under my pillow?
Put what? Under your pillow?
That. It's the coral pin.
No. Honey, it's not the coral pin.
It's not the jade bracelet.
No, it's not the jade bracelet.
It's the coral pin.
No, it isn't the coral pin.
It is the coral pin. Whoa. It isn't the coral pin.
I told you.
Here. I don't want this thing anymore.
Me neither. That's a bad luck charm.
Come on, you dinglings. That idol's got nothing to do with it.
Here, then you take it.
Ow!
See, I told you it was bad luck.
You see those deep creases on the sides of the Koala Mountains?
Yeah?
Well, the old islanders say they were made long ago when the great war canoes of Kamehameha were dragged up the mountains from the beaches.
Sounds kind of wild.
Yeah. Well, I told you before, this whole island is full of those foolish old stories and superstitions.
You mean like the idol we found?
Yeah. Hey, you guys don't really believe that, Jazz, do you?
Now look, Dave, a lot of goofy things have been happening since we got this thing. We'd like to find out a little more about it.
Well, the only one I know who might be able to tell you anything about it is old Mr. Hanalei.
Mr. Hanalei?
Yeah. He believes in all that stuff.
Can you tell us where he lives? We gotta talk to him.
You know, I think you guys are wigged out, but that's what you want. Okay. Here's your hotel, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Taboo, very old, very evil. Bad things come to those who touch.
Then we should throw it away?
No. Once you touch, taboo, stay.
You mean there's no way to get rid of the bad luck?
Only one way. If you have the courage to take it back.
Back? Back where?
To burial ground of ancient kings.
Burial ground?
Taboo will be gone once you put it back.
Could you tell us a little more?
Long ago, before the great Kamehameha, there was a sacred burial place for island kings. To guard them, they make strong taboo.
And this must be the taboo.
Yes, it was placed on burial place of first king.
How did it get out?
Taboo stolen by a bad warrior. Soon he found dead. Evil come to those who touch. It will always come, my children, until idol is put back.
Do you know where this burial ground is?
When I was a little boy, my grandfather tell me the way. He tell me never go there. I never go.
Could you tell us where it is?
We gotta get rid of this thing. Please, Mr. Hanalei.
I will tell you.
Honest, Dad, it's a real terrible taboo.
No, honey, that's just a story from a superstitious old gentleman.
Then how do you explain all the awful things that have been happening to us since we found it?
Very simply, coincidence. I mean, Greg gets wiped out by a wave, Alice hurts her back, a spider crawls across the room. Coincidence. That's all. None of that happened because of some ancient taboo.
Of course. Why, that little statue only has the power that you imagine it to have.
Sure. Take it home and show it to your friends. I'll get a kick out of it.
Okay.
What are we going to do about it?
There's only one thing to do, according to Mr. Hanalei. Take it back to the burial ground.
That sounds kind of spooky.
Besides, Mom and Dad would never let us go.
No. Not if they knew about it.
A burial ground?
With dead kings? Yeah!
Shh, Cindy, not so loud. We don't want Mom and Dad to hear what Greg's telling us.
I don't even want to hear what Greg's telling us.
Tomorrow we're going to take a bus to the other side of the island. We want you to cover for us.
How?
If they ask, tell Mom and Dad we went sightseeing, and that's all you know. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Greg, aren't you and the boys afraid of going to a burial ground?
Yes, but we're even more afraid of not going. Okay, from what Mr. Hanalei said, we go that way.
The bus driver thought we were crazy for getting out here.
Maybe the bus driver's right.
Come on, we'll stick together. This has to be the way.
I bet Mom and Dad are worried about us.
Not as worried as I am.
I know, look, that burial ground has to be around here. I followed Mr. Hanley's directions to the letter.
Even if we find it, how are we going to find our way out of here?
Yeah.
Well, let's leave a trail. The popcorn. We'll leave a trail of popcorn.
Hey, I like my popcorn.
What do you like better, your popcorn or your life?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, honey.
Boy, that building is really beginning to take shape.
Oh, good.
What's the matter?
Well, it's getting late, and the boys aren't home from sightseeing yet.
Well, they said they'd be gone all day.
I guess so.
Well, you know how time flies when you're having fun.
This is it, you guys.
If this isn't the burial ground, it's sure a great place for one.
Why don't we just put the idol down and get out of here?
Mr. Honnelly said we had to put it on the hidden burial place of the first king.
Won't any old king do?
Hey, look!
A cave!
Mr. Honnelly didn't say anything about a cave.
Well, maybe he didn't know about it. Let's take a look.
It looks kind of scary.
Hey, there's a light. Maybe it's a caretaker.
Yeah, maybe he'll take care of us.
Let's not go in there.
Come on, you guys. Maybe he can tell us about the first king.
Tunnel of love.
Shh, you guys. Hello? Anybody here?
Why don't we just leave the idol here with a note?
Yeah, and we could put on it, please return to First King.
There's got to be somebody here. Let's take a look down one of those passages. Stick close behind me.
If we were any closer, we'd be in front of you.